This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the amount of freedom that we have in the world is going down, and it's getting worse, seems like at a faster clip since the COVID insanity began. With you tonight is Ian.
And nobody. And yeah, I feel like I'm in the garbage compactor in the first Star Wars. Just watching the walls close in on me.
It seems inevitable. Not good. Yeah, it's a real bad feeling. And unfortunately, very few people are pushing back. Very few people are refusing to obey. However, there are a few bright spots here and there. There's a church in Moscow, Idaho, that recently did an outdoor sermon, an outdoor gathering, with what appears from the photograph I'm seeing here from the Moscow Report newspaper to be a fairly large number of people in attendance. It looks like at least a couple hundred, maybe even a few hundred folks at this particular church service. And I don't really see anyone wearing masks, with the exception of the two police officers who are handcuffing two of the folks. In fact, there were three total people that were arrested at this particular church gathering.
And how many were there?
I see hundreds.
Why did they pick three out of hundreds?
That's what's not clear. Now, it may be because, as you suggested earlier, without even having heard the story, nobody, you suggested that they would target the people they don't like in this group.
Well, you know, that's what's going to happen anytime. If you have a prejudice, you're going to go after the person you're prejudiced against.
Well, one of the people they arrested happens to host a talk show.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Now, according to the story here, they arrested three. We'll tell you a little bit more about what went down there. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Mike is on the line in New Hampshire, watching us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys, I know chalking is a little near and dear to your hearts. I know it's been used in Gene a couple of times.
Chalking? Like so, chalking the pavement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to bring it to your attention that last month, a law was passed in Tennessee making chalking a felony.
Oh, my God. What?
Yep. So it's the anti-protest bill. It makes any kind of graffiti and overnight protest a felony, including chalking. The weird thing is they didn't pass it until the end of August, but the person mentioned in the article that was arrested for chalking was arrested in July.
Wow.
Felony vandalism.
Yep, you're absolutely right. It's a Class E felony and a mandatory 30-day jail sentence for intentionally, quote, damaging or defacing state property, including the use of graffiti or chalk.
Well, if you get an opportunity to do jail... Go ahead.
He said it was insane. Nobody. Go ahead.
If you get an opportunity to do jury duty, please don't turn that down. Go in, and if they charge somebody with this nonsense, even if I had to wear a mask, I would go to jury duty just to acquit somebody of this nonsense.
The worst thing about this bill to me is... I mean, is obviously the chalking part is one of the most ridiculous things, but it's pretty clear that they don't really care about your protest. They're just going to make your protesting illegal.
Basically, that's pretty much what it's coming to. I mean, essentially, the entire system is becoming less accessible than it has ever been. And it was fairly inaccessible before. But now, as I was describing earlier this week, you can't even go to court. If you want to go to the court in downtown Concord, New Hampshire, which I tried to do on Tuesday, and Mike, thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing up that awful news to us. You won't be allowed in. You can only go up to a drive-through window.
A drive-through window
at the courthouse.
When did they put in a drive-through window?
I don't know if it was always there or if they just added it during this whole COVID thing, but it's there now.
Wow.
And so when I tried to drive through, the woman told me that, we're not giving people case information anymore. So wow. If you want case information, you have to call the central office for the court. So now you can't just go. So it was already a pain enough to go and get case information from a court. Uh-huh. Now you have to call the centralized helpline in order to get information from them. And wait on hold through however many, you know, people are on before you. And now, to the credit of the helpline, they are somewhat helpful there in my experience. Like, they're not as awful as the bureaucrats at the actual courthouse. But it's now even less accessible than it's ever been. It's harder than it's ever been to attend a government meeting. You cannot go to a city council meeting physically and show yourself. You cannot go physically and get your own video recording of it. You can't go to a court and sit in there and watch the trial. That's not happening anymore.
And you know, if you're not going to tell the mask lie, then even if you did, I've seen videos of people getting dragged out of city council meetings, getting dragged out of school board meetings. So, yeah, I mean, the idea is to make us unpersons, to take our humanity at this point if we don't toe the line, if we don't tell the lie, then to take our humanity and take our life, take our ability to interact with people and eventually starve us to death if they can.
But make sure you keep paying taxes. So you can.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's got to pay for all this to be done to you.
Yeah, you can't have any of the access that you had before where you could go to a meeting, where you could ask questions in, you know, real life, where you could, you know, attend these things. No, you can't do that anymore. But you have to pay just as much.
Yep. And guess what? File a lawsuit. It's not going to be heard for 2 years. In some cases, I'm told.
Dude,
cases
Chris
have been
Cantwell's
pushed back.
Case. Chris Cantwell's case, which is not a lawsuit, it's a criminal case. His is number 6 for 2020. The 6th criminal case in 2020.
Wow. And he was arrested how long ago?
In January.
So
his is the second case to have been heard since the shutdown back in March.
Yeah, and usually a year is how long you get before you can file a speedy trial motion. Imagine that, a year in jail for something you didn't do, and you can't even file a motion for that first year on it.
And I couldn't even get into the courthouse in order to watch the supposed public trial when I put in a motion to object to that, to, you know, demand my right to attend a trial as somebody who is a supposed member of the media, supposed, you know, member of the public. It was just simply denied. I'm not allowed to go inside this courthouse. I was not given any other option to watch this supposedly public trial. There, I was completely shut out from it.
Wow. Now, are they video streaming these
things? No, they're not, which is what I asked them. I said, if you're not going to let me in, then I should be able to watch this online.
Yeah. See, if nothing else, the defendant, if he wanted to, could motion and say his right to a speedy and public trial is being violated.
Yeah.
Because this trial is not public.
Well, if I could call the defendant up, I'd let him know that. Unfortunately, I have to wait for him to call me.
Well, we know somebody who's in contact with him, and I'll send a message to her.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I mean, he's in contact with me from time to time, but maybe not as often as this girl.
But could be.
So we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Sean is in Idaho. The government, again, shutting off, shutting down, making itself less accessible than it's ever been, and now arresting people for not wearing masks. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, so give you a little background on Moscow, Idaho. It's pretty liberal town. It's been pretty democratic run. And you guys were basically hitting it on the money when you were a little suspicious of why only a few of those people arrested were one of them.
By the way, you're really muffled. It's kind of hard to understand you.
All right, I was having issues with my headset, so sorry it's going on. One of the guys arrested was actually a Republican who's running against the current incumbent on the city council, county commission or something. And so it's kind of interesting that of the few people they arrested and the other few who were also with that guy is candidate running against the current mafia in power.
And it seems like he was in a group of a few hundred people. So why you think they targeted him specifically because he was the candidate?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And if there were only 200 people there, from what I heard, and Moscow also just extended their mask mandate to January 2021.
Right.
And there's actually a lawsuit going on down there now. that they just started.
Yeah, there's a ton of lawsuits going on. I'm involved in one myself. Thank you, Sean, for the call tonight. Sorry about the phone quality, not so great. But I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think we're going to be able to sue our way back to freedom. I don't think it works like that.
Well, there's more coming. Not many options.
Zivvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Zivvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVI Project.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, because thankfully you still have the freedom to speak. in this new fear world that we have. Ian and nobody in the studio tonight. Toll-free number if you want to join us. It's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And go ahead and plan now, presuming you still have the freedom to leave where you are in summer of 2021, to come out to New Hampshire at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at a campground called Rogers Campground. We're going to be there with what will hopefully be as many as a couple hundred other folks, maybe more than that. Who knows? You never know how many people are going to show up at ForkFest. It's going to be year number 5 for the Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival. This year was year 4, and it was fantastic. We had it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a longer-running festival in the same campground. And so it's going to continue to be afterwards in 2021. You can mark your camp, your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th of 2021, and we will look forward to seeing you at ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event there and get connected with other ForkFesters, present, past, and future, over on the ForkFest Telegram chat room, the ForkFest forum, and other unofficial options, because nothing's official with ForkFest, because there's nobody who's the organizer. It's not a centrally controlled event. There's no board of directors. There's no ticket cost. So all you got to pay for is your campsite. So you can either do camping or RV site or a motel room. It's your call. There's different options there at Rogers Campground. But mark your calendar now. Start planning for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. If this COVID madness continues, there may not be anything else that you can do in 2021.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been much this year.
There really hasn't. It's been an awful year.
We continue. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's continue on the story about Moscow, Idaho, where our caller just a moment ago, Sean, says that this is a particularly liberal corner of Idaho, and the police targeted three.
There's a liberal corner of Idaho?
Apparently, the police there targeted three individuals at a local gathering, a church gathering that was happening outdoors. They were singing hymns and Bible, you know, psalms outside.
Oh, my God, the animals. No wonder they were arrested.
But apparently, for whatever reason, these three of a much larger crowd of mostly, if not completely, unmasked people were arrested. Gabriel Wrench, Rachel Bonet, and Sean Bonet. Bonet is a local music teacher, saying to officers they refused to comply with whatever the officers ordered them to do, and they were arrested. The Moscow Police Department's daily activity log lists the reasons for the arrest as a, quote, public health emergency order violation. Footage of the couple's arrest shows the church body singing the hymn, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, as officers place the man and woman in handcuffs. Wrench is a co-host of Cross Politic, a Christian political talk show, and a candidate for county commissioner. He told officers as they walked him to the squad car, quote, you guys should not be doing this and doing this kind of crap for the mayor. This is embarrassing. You guys are stronger than this.
Yeah.
They didn't listen.
Well,
they took him and
I think he overestimated their strength.
But, yeah.
You know, bully for him for having that optimism.
Released the same day, Wrench appeared on his talk show to discuss the arrest, playing extended footage of his conversation with the officers. One of his companions is heard telling officers, quote, we backed you guys, unquote, at recent Black Lives Matter protests advocating to defund the police. Quote, they didn't send you to enforce social distancing with Black Lives Matter to go do that when they said to defund you guys. We backed you guys. Well, it looks like the cops didn't care about your support.
Yeah, and why are you giving the support to cops? They've got support. They take as much as they need at gunpoint. It's the people that need support.
Well, that's the thing. These are the people who believe in the police. They believe in them so firmly that they will continue to believe that the police are going to do good things even after they've been targeted by them. That they will, they'll give them a break. Oh, well, we understand.
Yeah.
You're just doing your job.
Yeah, those are the guys who are going to have their dog shot during a red flag seizure and mm-hmm. still thank the cop
them.
For his service,
right.
You know.
It's sick. And, you know, that's why I say I wonder about the Kyle kid from Kenosha, Wisconsin, who is supposedly a big cop backer, who's now sitting in a jail cell for an indeterminate period of time awaiting trial. I don't think that they've bailed him out yet, or at least we haven't heard
that.
They
set his bail at $2 million, so it might be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder, Is he going to still be cheering the cops on, waving the thin blue line flag when he gets out of this jail cell?
I have a hard time believing
it. I hope not.
You know, and yeah, he'll be a hero among the cop sucker and the bootlicker militias, but he'll also be kind of a hero among the boogie boys and such, and maybe he'll find himself a better class of people to hang out with that won't do this sort of things to people.
Lewiston Tribune reported about 150 people attended the event organized by Christ Church, a Reformed evangelical church famous for its outspoken pastor, who debated atheist Christopher Hitchens in the 2000s. The pastor's name, Doug Wilson. The paper quotes a Christchurch pastor as saying the event was a statement against the city's largely groundless laws. Reverend Ben Zorns, Christchurch pastor and organizer of the event, said the church hosts psalm or hymn events about once a month, and the Wednesday event was also a fitting way to show residents want to return to normalcy in the face of COVID-19. Quote, we wanted to make a statement. We're ready to head back to normal, he said, claiming it's time to start pushing back against the largely groundless laws, referencing the mask order that are being passed and enforced without giving heed to what residents want. Well, look, it's past time to start pushing back. It would have been time when they first passed it.
We started pushing back the day.
That's right.
You know, the day they locked us down, we came out.
That's what it takes. But unfortunately, we aren't enough. We are just a small group of libertarian activists here in Keene, New Hampshire. That's all we are.
But if you can get close enough to Keene, or if you're in somewhere near Keene, New Hampshire, and you want to come in tomorrow night and
meet
the guys from the show, we're going to be out there on the common having a beer and having a good time.
They stole the wine last week, though. The cops came up and jacked our wine.
Well, we're going to have to bring an extra box next time so we can just whip out our next one. Maybe get four small boxes instead of one big
there
one.
Go. That's strategy right there.
Well, you
That's
know,
good.
Trust me, I'm an engineer with epic skills and epic gear.
Not that the wine was any of ours, per se. It was just sitting there. Who knows who brought the wine or how it got there.
But I don't know, but it was delicious.
There was wine there. Wilson accused Moscow Mayor Bill Lambert of hypocritically flouting the city's mask mandate, writing about the arrests on his personal blog, saying that the city council extended the masking mandate into January despite the fact that the county, Lata County, has had zero hospitalizations and there have been zero deaths. We're not facing a medical emergency.
Yep. What is driving this? What? It can't be fear. It can't be terror. It can't be. Is it
just
sheer stupidity? Is it being ordered from on high?
I don't know.
I would like to know who paid these people to do that, or why would they do it if they weren't getting paid, because it's moronic.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, share what's going on in your area. What are you involved in? If you want to do that, you can get on the air with us and talk, or you can also talk about anything that is on your mind. It is just story after ridiculous story of people having their freedoms just destroyed and trampled.
You ever feel like the band on the deck of the Titanic as the ship goes down, just chronicling it?
Free Talk Live has aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With protests continuing in his state and nationwide, with many of them turning violent, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear affirmed his call for State Attorney General Daniel Cameron to release evidence in the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor after a grand jury declined to charge the officers involved.
I trust the people of Kentucky and the people of America with the truth. And I think now, especially since the Attorney General has determined not to pursue certain charges, it's time to post all the information, all the facts, all the interviews, all the evidence, all the ballistics, to truly let people look at the information.
During the announcement that a grand jury had chosen to charge only one of the officers in the police raid that led to the death of Taylor, the Attorney General said he's not ready to release the evidence because of a pending trial as well as ongoing FBI investigations. This is USA Radio News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment aid remains stuck at a high level. 870,000 people filed for state unemployment benefits this week, according to the Labor Department. That amounts to an increase of about 4,000 from the week before and is four times higher than the typical weekly level before the coronavirus pandemic. Another 630,000 workers applied for pandemic unemployment assistance, which is a program for self-employed and gig workers. Organizers of the popular Times Square New Year's Eve celebration in New York City will go digital when revelers welcome 2021. It's the first time in 114 years that a massive crowd will not be packed in the iconic destination to ring in the new year. In an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus, Times Square Alliance announced the festivities will now be virtually enhanced television celebrations that will come to partygoers wherever they are. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you got to do is dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Man, I was talking with some other activists today about just how sad all of this is, how depressing it is to have so few people actually standing up for themselves, standing up for freedom in the United States. And you know, we're here in New Hampshire, the supposed live free or die state, and just see so much obedience around us. It's disappointing. It really is. I expected more from the people of New Hampshire, and I wouldn't say that this place is any more outstanding than anywhere else. It's still outstanding in that there are a large number of voluntarists and liberty-minded anarchists and libertarians who are moving here and getting active here. So I still think there is a chance that we can have that more freedom in the future. But, man, if we don't get more people together in this place to help each other out, then there's just no chance that things are going to get better. We have to get more people migrating here. And I've just been going through story after story. And these aren't, by the way, stories that I've been holding on to. Everything that we've been talking about tonight has come across my desk within the last 24 hours. So all of these arrests that we've been talking about, in fact, all of the show prep stories tonight, the people arrested singing hymns outside in Idaho, in Moscow, Idaho, the woman arrested for not wearing a mask in Ohio at a school football game, the teen party in Massachusetts, resulting in arrests of parents and a teenager and resulting in an entire school being closed for 2 weeks while people are quarantined. All of those stories just within the last 24 hours. I think all three of them actually within the last 12 hours. I got them today. And now here's another one. So here's another one. This one from Concord, New Hampshire. It's an update on a story we talked about 4 months ago. It was the Concord police targeting parents at a playground. Maybe you remember this story. There's actually a video.
Bullies.
In this case. Oh, that's funny. Bullies kind of sounds like police, doesn't it?
It really does. It's the Belize.
Right. That's what they are. These masked gangsters showed up at this playground and tried to intimidate these parents from you know, taking their kids off the playground equipment.
Did they take their basketball?
I think there was a ball involved.
Bullies will do this.
Yeah, I actually think there was one. But in the video, the video I posted a few months ago at freekeen.com wasn't the full interaction between the parents and the police. I had not seen the full interaction. I just posted the shorter video that I'd seen where the parents basically talked back to the cops. Now, mind you, this was after the parents had left the playground equipment. So the cops showed up on the scene. They told the parents they're not allowed to have their kids on the playground equipment. And the parents told their kids to get off the playground equipment. And then they proceeded to have this interaction with the cops where they basically, one of the parents like kind of coughed at the police. And it was pretty funny,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, good God, they actually panicked. And did they arrest this person for assault?
Amazingly, they have not charged that particular parent, at least that I am.
Wow, okay.
But that's the news this week, though, nobody, is that after 4 or 5 months, it's been several months since this event had happened, they have now arrested the parents. Three of the parents have been arrested and charged. I believe all of them charged with the same charges, but I'm not 100% on this. I know one of them was charged with criminal trespassing and disorderly conduct for taking her kid to the playground.
Wow. See, if there's anything that we can rally people for, it seems like it would be this.
Taking kids to the playground?
How would they like it if we showed up at their courthouse with 300 unmasked people and just surrounded the place?
You're not getting in. I mean, the doors are locked.
You're not getting ridden, but you can make it so that they have to walk a minefield of you to get out.
Yeah.
Which the anti-maskers aren't going to mind, but the pro-maskers aren't going to like it very much.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could get 300 people to show up and do something like that, but it's hard. It's not easy to motivate folks like that. I mean, there were maybe 400 at the State House reopen events, but that happened back in April. I don't think they've had one of those in months.
Well, they haven't, but maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to put something together, because all the factions seem to call us. So maybe if we put something together, all the factions would show up again.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. It's worth a try.
When I put something together, we got 15 people.
Well, that was very early, though. Nobody even, I mean, they didn't know whether to poop or go blind at the point we did the first one.
So they arrested this lady. Her name is Rochelle Kelly. And she is actually I'm not going to say she's a free stater, but she's definitely hanging around with the Liberty community. She knows Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts, former
really
co-host.
Good taste.
Yeah, here on Free Talk Live. There's a fundraiser going for her legal defenses. That is linked on the story I posted about this on freekeen.com. She's taking on these charges. She's not going to take a guilty plea. She says she's going to trial. She's got an attorney. She's hired Free Stater attorney Dan Hines in this particular case. So she's going to fight.
Have we seen Dan do a criminal trial yet?
Yes. He took on the topless girls.
Okay.
He was their attorney.
Yeah, mixed results there.
Yes, he won once and he lost another, and you know, you can't win them all. But in this case, she's facing 2 years in prison or jail in this particular case.
What?
These are Class A misdemeanors. Disorderly conduct charged as a Class A and criminal trespassing charged as a Class A, even though she says she left when she was ordered to leave.
And that's sufficient reason to break the charge right there. Maybe they're looking for a plea. Maybe they're just looking to terrorize this poor woman.
Maybe. Normally when you get arrested for trespass, you know, it's happened to us at the jail.
Repeatedly. They like to do that.
Right. Not because we were trespassing on private property, but because they didn't like us hanging out at the jail and protesting a few years back. But normally when you get arrested for a criminal trespass, it comes after somebody who has the managerial control over the property, somebody who is the person who can make a decision whether or not you can and can't be on the property. If they give you a warning and say, hey, you need to get off my property, and then you don't, you are then criminal trespassing.
And this is very interesting because the way the law is worded, it says if you enter or remain on any property where you know you don't have a right to be, and I beat one case, the original reason that I went onto the property is because I called my attorney and he told me, well, yes, they gave you a trespass order, but that's invalid. It doesn't mean anything. And then I called the jail and basically said, yeah, my name's Rich Paul. I want to come and pick somebody up. Is that a problem now? And I guess having no idea who I was, they said, no, we're open. Come on in. And so I did beat the case.
That's right.
It actually ended in a hung jury, but they didn't bring it back. So basically a trespass order here is like Tinkerbell. It only exists if you believe in it.
Well, but it does exist to some extent if a man with a gun shows up and says you have to leave.
But let's say, for example, she says, I didn't believe he had the legal authority to tell me that. Then all of a sudden she still believes she has a legal right to be there and she's not guilty of trespassing.
And that's a good argument, and maybe they will make that in court. But generally, when they arrest you for trespassing, it happens in the moment.
Right.
It happens right then when the cop says, you have to leave or you're trespassing. And then if you don't leave, they arrest you. In this case, they left. The cops left the scene in the video. Now, supposedly, they came back later, and I'm not sure at which point this video was taken, if it was where they came back or if it was the original visit. But supposedly, they came back and they told them they had to leave. And the woman says, Ms. Kelly says she left. So, again, it's just absolutely tragic what is happening here. She's trying to raise $10,000 for her legal defenses. And if she, you know, what's better?
Well, I'm going to send her $20, definitely.
And the cops love to, you know, to pretend like they're doing this for everybody's safety. But are the kids more safe if their parents are in jail?
What about our safety? Does our safety not matter? You know, the people who don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right, too.
Apparently we don't. I mean, rights, that's a great idea. Unfortunately, they don't really seem to exist.
Well, having a right and having it respected. Two different
things. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want in these remaining moments. We have time for you. If you dial in right now, our number is 855-450-FREE. What sort of crazy crackdowns are you seeing? Because we've just been going through story after story after story tonight. But I do have a different story that is not mask-related, because there is actually something else in the news we're talking about. And it is also about personal freedom, because that's what the mask thing is all about. It's your personal freedom to dress yourself how you want, to take whatever medical advice as seriously or as not as seriously as you wish, and to be able to live your life how you choose.
Because the Ninth Amendment, that incorporates all of the, or at least many of the natural rights that you have, including those referenced in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those are very broad. Oh, and overthrowing the government.
Which one's the ninth? Is that the rights that aren't that are retained by the people?
Yeah, the ninth says that the enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Mm. Right, so it doesn't have to say that you have a right to dress yourself in the Constitution.
Exactly. Yeah. The Ninth Amendment covers your right to wear a purple hat.
Exactly.
You know.
So, comment if you want. We've got more, of course, to say here, but there's been a major darknet takedown, and that definitely needs to get talked about.
We haven't covered. That's too bad.
It's really bad news.
Which market?
I'll tell you here in a moment. We will also do want to invite you to check out our satellite fundraiser, and I want to say thank you to the several individuals who have stepped up over the last a couple of weeks to donate to that satellite fundraiser. It's on Patreon. It's $2 a month is what we ask for. You can do more than that, though, and certainly appreciate it. I've added a couple other tiers. There's a $4.20 tier as well as a $13.37 tier. You can also contribute any arbitrary amount that you prefer to help us keep the satellites on the air over North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa, and we have raised almost enough money to keep one of the two satellites on the air, and so hopefully those of you out there who value that particular outreach, that particular activism, value the idea of these ideas being on the air 24 hours a day over huge swaths of the various continents, then please go to this website. It's fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. You can contribute to the Patreon there. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. Wired Magazine reporting on what must be the largest takedown. In fact, they are claiming it's the they're saying it's one of the largest. This sounds like the largest. 179 arrests spread across six countries from a dark net marketplace. Now, I guess maybe if you include the child porn sites, there may have been more arrests with, like, the Playpen arrests a couple of years ago. But as far as darknet markets, I've never heard of this many people being taken down from a darknet market. Usually it's just, you know, usually when they take down a darknet market, they might bust the admins and maybe a handful of the biggest heroin dealers. And that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, and out of these guys, like, I've been on most of these markets. I've never seen kiddie porn there. I've never seen weapons there. Mm-hmm. I've never seen any of the things that you'd expect them to really freak out about.
Well, they don't like drugs, Nobody. They certainly don't want people thinking for themselves or outside of the box. So they crack down real hard on this. Yeah. Six countries included 179 arrests. 500 kilograms of drugs were seized. $6.5 million in cash and crypto confiscated. And while it was announced this morning, this was a few days ago, Operation Disruptor traces its roots back to May 3rd of 2019. That's the day German police seized Wall Street Market, a popular underground bazaar that gave international authorities everything they needed to upend the dark web drug trade. It's unclear how big a dent Operation Disruptor will make in the long run. I'll tell you, not much. Yeah. The dark web drug market tends to bounce back, even after the high-profile collapses of marketplaces like Silk Road and Alphabay. But even if law enforcement is playing an eternal game of whack-a-mole, it's at least gotten extremely proficient at whacking. In the U.S., Operation Disruptor plays out across dozens of court documents and around 120 arrests. In Ohio, members of a group known as Pill Cosby, which that's pretty funny, were charged with mailing out over a million pills laced with fentanyl. Prosecutors in D.C.
laced with fentanyl as if it was hidden in there. If it was fentanyl, that's probably what they were selling.
Prosecutors in D.C. allege David Brian Pate concealed thousands of OxyContin, Xanax, and morphine pills inside souvenir maracas. A pharmacist in Nebraska allegedly planned to firebomb a local competitor after stealing their opiate supply in service of what officials say was his booming narcotics trafficking business. What these cases, along with dozens of arrests across Europe, have in common is the investigations largely stemmed from last year's Wall Street Market takedown. At the time, German authorities arrested the site's alleged operators and two of its most prolific vendors, which is typically how it goes. A couple vendors get busted, the admins get busted, and that's it. Europol confirmed to Wired today it was also able to recover the Wall Street Market back-end server, providing investigators with an invaluable trove of evidence. Quote, it provided us with all the information which led to the identification of those arrested today. We collated the information and then sent out what we call intelligence packages to all the concerned countries. Basically, it's information or documents where we say, look, we know this person in your country has done this. You may want to open an investigation. He says more arrests are to come.
What if they saved all of that intelligence and given one country the intelligence to just end the war on drugs? Because this is stupid.
Well, yeah, it's stupid, but this is what they do. I mean,
it's irritating.
This has been going on for our entire lifetimes.
Yeah.
And And it doesn't matter that the drug dealers on the dark net are actually doing what's essentially harm reduction, and they're helping people survive because they're actually sending out the drugs that people are ordering rather than adulterated, questionable street dealer products, which half the time aren't what you think you're going to get. Yeah. Whereas if you buy from an online dark net marketplace, almost every time you're going to get exactly the product that is being advertised.
I have never had anything show up that was not what I expected.
I have seen multiple things actually sent to a drug laboratory that were purchased on the darknet markets, and 100% of the time, they were 100% what they said they were going to be.
Wow.
Yes.
And does that include strength, do you know? Or?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
They were pure, whatever it was that they were advertised to be.
And they were pure, and they were at the right potency.
That's correct. They
wow.
weren't diluted
That's
or whatever.
Impressive.
There was no other adulterants in there. Well, they say here they announced as a package today the arrests in the U.S. have trickled in over the last several months. In a press conference Tuesday morning, DEA acting administrator specifically called out Arden McCann, allegedly known as RC Queen, DRX Xanax, and other aliases across numerous dark web markets. Arrested earlier this year, he had allegedly shipped over 10.2 kilograms of fentanyl and over 300,000 counterfeit Xanax pills every month. Now, just to be clear, when they say counterfeit, they don't necessarily mean that they were fake.
Yeah, it's the right drug. It's just pressed by somebody
else.
It's not made by the same manufacturer.
Correct.
Because, of course, if you're manufacturing something that's illegal anyway, why pay the patent fees?
Exactly. So the way they make it sound, though, is like he was selling something that wasn't Xanax. He was selling the chemical that Xanax is, just not made by that company.
Yeah.
Quote, in some ways, this is the perfect storm combination of traditional criminal activity of all shapes and sizes merging with this more sophisticated technology, said the FBI director, Christopher Wray. But the point of today's announcement is it doesn't matter where you go to try to do it or how you try to hide it. We're coming for you.
Man, I will be so happy if one day the drug warriors are tried for crimes against humanity and hung by the neck until dead.
Well, that wouldn't make me happy, nobody, but
it would make me happy because I would be safe for the first time in my adult life.
I'd rather see them just stop. And
that would make me even happier, I think, but hung would... There's something to be said for.
I'd like to see them come out and admit that they were wrong.
And smoke a bowl with
him. There you go. Well, I actually did that with Barry Cooper.
Yeah. You smoked a bowl with Barry Cooper?
Dude,
I've always wanted to meet him face by face. We're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Face to face. We're Facebook friends. We talk. We send messages back and forth. But I've
you must
never...
have not been at the Liberty Forum. It was probably the year before you moved. That's probably why.
Oh,
he was a speaker.
That's why. We got to get him back. He rocks.
I don't think he
he's not going to come back into the country while this mess
you're
is
gonna
going
have to go
on.
To Mexico.
No, he's not.
You're gonna have to
well,
go
that's kind of, I'm thinking coming maybe anyway, because this is getting bad up here.
Well, I don't know if it's getting any better down in Mexico. If you're down there and you want to share how the COVID craze is in your country, please feel free. But in this particular case, this is tragic what they've done here at the Darknet Market. What it sounds like, and what I'm going to guess here, is because they got the back-end server access, they got all the files that were on the server, they probably found that people were sending unencrypted messages to one another. So if you're going to be on Darknet Markets, always encrypt your messages back and forth on Darknet Markets.
That's the software should just do that.
It's rule number one. You should do it yourself, though. Take the time to learn how. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.